The visionary efforts of Al Davis were not just in how the game was played, but also who would play it.
A lot of people think of Al Davis as a maverick. He's also been a maverick in opening opportunities for minorities.
I'd say a trailblazer for justice, as far as I'm concerned, because he had no color bearer.
Coaches, players, over the years, I mean, this is not something new that he came to some political correctness in the late 90s.
I think Al Davis opened the game up. I think he opened the game up for the African-American athlete.
I think he's a pioneer, and far as I'm concerned, in terms of getting black players to play and letting them be as best they can be.
It's been done because it was right and fair and would help us win, help us continue to win.
Let's go, baby. Let's go, Billy. Let's go, Howard. Go, Howie.
The Raiders did become a proving ground for great players of minorities. I think it was just an evolution of equity and fairness, and we hope that that's one legacy we leave.
Al Davis's legacy of equity and fairness has spanned a lifetime, where he opened a field of dreams for countless others. It first surfaced when he was a football player at Syracuse a half a century ago. There, Davis showed his support for teammate Bernie Custis, a black quarterback in a white man's game.
As our relationship grew, I came to know Al as someone who lived by a certain code, and this code was to judge every individual by the content of their character and their capabilities and nothing else. And I think that's the code that I detected at that time and that has stayed with him throughout the years.
Later, as an up-and-coming assistant coach, Davis's code was tested upon his arrival at the University of Southern California in 1957.
The situation at USC prior to that period was like the University of Mississippi. Blacks had as much of a chance of excelling in athletics as blacks did in Mississippi before the Civil Rights Movement. Al Davis went out and started recruiting blacks on a full scale. And when he went out and recruited Willie Wood as the first black quarterback in the history of Southern California, that was like changing the world.
I have to be honest with you, sir. There were quite a few people on the team who didn't like it. Well, quite a few people at the school, probably.
Willie was under a lot of pressure, but he had someone there like Al Davis who was supporting him every step of the way.
Because there were times when I felt that I was going to leave Southern Cal, you know, because I just couldn't put up with this stuff, you know. And after talking with him, you know, I said, well, I'll hang in here for a little longer and see whether or not things will change.
Things did change. The team began to win again. Davis also helped break new ground when future Hall of Famers Wood and Ron Mix were named the Trojans' first interracial co-captains.
Al Davis called me into his office and said, he says, Ron, I don't know if you appreciate what has happened, but it's really kind of very important. He says, I believe there's going to be some major social changes going on in this country. And the way people view each other and get along. And I think one of the important factors that's going to be fostering better relations is athletics. And he was prophetic about that. And thinking back, he really did have a sense of history.